Hello and welcome to Brits in the End Zone. It's been a while. Great to be back. I'm joined by my ever-present JP and Greeny, and Charles will be along shortly.
Where is Charles?
I don't know, but this is what the fans asked for anyway. So we'll kick off. I'm sure he'll be here any minute. It's been an exciting summer for the Bites team. Charles has got married. JP is about to get married. There's been a couple of stags. Greeny's moving to Australia.
Oh, that's a reveal, isn't it?
Oh, was that not meant to be revealed on the podcast?
Not even my family know yet.
Oh, fuck. Well, no. they don't listen to this, so it's fine. It's all big things are happening. Is everyone feeling suitably pumped for the next few weeks ahead?
Well, 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Are we talking about his wedding or the NFL?
Everything. No, not NFL. Just we're talking about life for a minute.
Life in general.
Yeah? Greeny's a big move.
I'm ready for Greeny to move to Australia.
We're all ready. It's actually happening, so this might be my last ever podcast, guys.
It's pretty emotional.
Yeah. No. I can tell by
you're
going
to join us
voice
at 3 a.m.
True.
Yeah. True with the cheeky Fosters.
We'll get you down the line.
I've got to learn and practice that accent. No, we're all buzzing for JP's wedding, although I think still just coming back from a hangover from the World Cup, I think.
I know.
Well, just getting over that.
I'm still pretty gutted about the World Cup, to be honest.
I might be talking about running backs today, but then just mention Trippier as one of my top picks for this year.
Yeah, you could do that. That's something I might do because I feel like I've forgotten every NFL player that's ever played, at least that I knew.
What about Westbrook? You remember him?
Oh,
Didi.
Love Westbrook.
Yeah.
Love Westbrook. He replied to me on Twitter once, didn't he? It was that Donovan McNabb. It was a legend. Anyway, let's kick off with question of the week, which comes from Jason this week, which is, what did you learn from your fantasy draft and season last year that you will look to implement this season? Greeny, what did you learn last year?
I'm glad you came to me first, you know, as champion, winner, aficionado, is that a word, of the fantasy league we did last year. And the one thing that I ended up last year picking 3 running backs in a row. And a lot of people were like, you're stacking too many positions. You need to balance it out by having
too
a wide
many
receiver.
Positions.
Too many of the same position.
Okay.
And
it's been a while. He's out of practice.
I'm so out of practice. But the one thing I'd say is if there is value that drops to you, just pick him up.
That's obvious, isn't it?
That is obvious, but a lot of people...
And by that you mean if there's a good player that shouldn't still be there, take him.
Yes, even if you've got too many and that you think you've already got your allocated 2 running backs or 2 wide receivers, get that third one because it's all you end up picking duds in the middle of the draft. Effectively. So you really just need to...
Charles has just walked in.
Charles has walked in.
Off-put.
That's okay. Charles is a pro, so we'll move on. Charles, where have you been?
Why are you late?
It's really boring. I've been at work.
Been at work, right.
Can only apologise.
Good to have you here, Charles. Charles, we mentioned the fact that you're now a married man.
I've got your wedding card in my bag, actually.
Lovely. I look forward to reading
to give it to you.
I feel like this is just a big reunion. JP, any tips that you learn? I feel like we've kind of lost Greeny's good point there, but it involved reaching.
It didn't at all, actually.
I learned not to go by the on-screen rankings.
Okay.
Now, by that, I mean, if you're using sort of like NFL.com, they will have their own rankings on there. And they have certain players higher than others. And when that time's ticking and you're on the clock, you might panic and just go for that guy that's top of those rankings. Okay. When really there might be other guys further down that you're actually higher on, but you get swayed by what's on the screen in front of you.
Okay.
So don't always listen to that.
No,
yeah, because I guess
point.
if you could just go with the best available player every time, then there'd be very little skill involved because you just kind of take
it's essentially auto-drafting, yeah. Which you can do if you really want, but you end up with a pretty shoddy team.
Yeah.
And also I'd say draft the guys that you want. It sounds easy, but again, looking on screen, there might
He's
be
such
someone...
A cliche, isn't
as
it?
In if there's someone you just really like.
No, but it's like,
player.
For example, like I love Melvin Gordon this year. I've got the 6th pick in our draft. Do I take him ahead of Alvin Kamara, ahead of Saquon Barkley, even though the rankings say otherwise? If I love that player, should I just go for him ahead of the others?
According to your own advice, you should. You should do. We'll see what happens in the draft. Charles, any advice from what you learnt last year in the fantasy draft?
Well, Greeny proved, just try and get Todd Gurley in the 3rd round. That helps.
Value.
Yeah. I think...
Make sure you're looking at the right screen.
Yes. Yeah, I think I mentioned that after our last year's draft, make sure you're looking at the... Don't get caught on the wide receiver filter and wonder why that Andrew
You have
Luck,
9 wide receivers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why you're 4 picks in a row wide receivers and you're thinking that the position's getting quite thin. Yeah, that's obviously a big one. And
is it?
Is it a big one?
It's a basic,
constant mistake. What did I learn? So yeah, I learned that very hard way. But also, I think definitely later on in the draft, it's try and go for upside. You don't want, like, there's very little benefit in getting someone, certainly in a smaller league, because we've moved from a 10-team to a 12-team. In a 10-team league, there's no point going for someone who will be kind of 8, 9, 10 points, you know, potentially each week. You want to
like
go for someone...
Frank Gore, maybe?
Don't go for the safe option later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're the guys you're going to drop and pick up. So go for someone that's got the potential to break out and have a big year.
Exactly.
Okay. I think that's something I definitely didn't do last year, so that's good advice for me.
What about you, Ed? Anything?
My main advice is, which I've already accomplished, is obviously dropping the dead weight. And, I've dropped Tom.
We're flying now, solo.
Yeah, and to be honest, I only see this as a competition between me and him now as to who doesn't finish last.
We're picking right next to each other in the draft as well, so that'll be interesting.
Is he before
watch.
Or after me? Well, I guess it, I think it snakes,
he's before
doesn't
you.
It?
Yeah, exactly. But both.
Both. So what do I learn? I mean, I feel like I think I probably went a bit safe. That's my natural reaction is to go safe because they're the players I've heard of and I don't know much about rookies and stuff like you pros. I think I'm going to just take a few more gambles this year. Anyway, so let's look at some of the news in the NFL. Corey Coleman, someone who I actually drafted last year and then don't know what happened. He got injured, he didn't do anything.
He got injured.
I was told he was going to be good, did nothing. he's been traded to the Bills from the Browns, I believe. JP, what's going on there?
Not much, because they didn't get a lot in return. So he's been traded to the
Bills.
Was
he a rookie last year? Or the year before?
He's been there for 2 years.
He was a first-round pick.
Hasn't done much. Had a couple of freak hand injuries. Mm. And I think there's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Ooh.
Because otherwise, whenever he's played, he's looked really good. He's had injuries.
He was a first-round talent. He's had injuries, playing with terrible quarterbacks, and we've flogged him off for a seventh-round pick, not next year, but the year after.
That is strange.
Yeah, which is like the lowest of the low you can really get.
So Hard Knocks is going to be released this Friday in the UK, but it's been shown in the US. And I was reading like a takeaway from it, and it was like showing how Hugh Jackson was every time Corey Coleman was going to catch the ball, he'd be really weak. He'd fumble it. He'd drop it. He just wouldn't be very aggressive, and they were just slating him, saying how low motivation and everything. So it could be something.
But maybe they've edited that, knowing he then got dropped. They wanted to make it look like, because you don't want to show a clip of him looking amazing and then you dropping him.
That would be very Browns.
Yeah. The day actually before he got dropped, they did a whole viewing in his house. They interviewed his family, and that's actually quite embarrassing.
That's quite funny.
He's at the Bills now.
Yeah. Well,
so,
the big thing about the part of it is the Browns have obviously, they've just got Jarvis Landry. They paid him a lot of money. And they've got Josh Gordon, who's back, you know, you'd like to think back from, you know...
Hopefully.
From his time away on recovering from marijuana and suspensions and everything. And they've drafted a third-round wide receiver who has... Antonio Callaway, who the day after they dropped Corey Coleman also got done for weed. So... Him and Josh Gordon will make a fine pair.
They must have a great dealer.
Hopefully they don't share a room.
Well, Josh Gordon was supposed to be mentoring this guy.
Sounds like he has been.
Yeah, exactly.
Hard Knocks, you mentioned, starts this Friday. Haven't really seen much about it. I love it. It's the best of the NFL shows for me, obviously. I mean, you've got that one about the school I saw the first two series of. Haven't seen the third, Last Chance U. Yeah. Haven't seen that. It's a bit samey now. We kind of get the idea.
Third season's supposed to be pretty good.
Oh,
it's a new school.
It's a new school?
Yeah, I haven't seen
it's really good.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it in that case.
It was a school that did it for you.
Yeah, but it was just a bit like that teacher. She was like nice series one, and then it all just got a bit samey for me.
You wanted there to be like a mass murderer or something.
Yeah,
so It's exactly what I wanted.
Up with the Jinx or something.
Yeah. And then the other one, which is the one where they get a bit too involved and it's a bit
all
too...
or nothing.
Yeah, that's a bit too dry for me. Maybe for you guys it's a bit more interesting. Yeah. I don't know. But,
well, they've started franchising to Man City, Juventus, New Zealand rugby team. It's quite
interesting. I would
like to
see the New Zealand rugby team one. Mm. But not the NFL one. but Hard Knocks starts. It's the Browns. What can we expect? Is it going to be hopeful? Is it going to be tragic? What do we think? JP, it's your team.
I'm a bit worried what Hugh Jackson is going to say and do and how he's going to come across. But I'm excited to see what John Dorsey's doing behind the scenes and how he's turning around the whole franchise and We've got quite an exciting...
Who's your quarterback these days?
Well, we've got Tyrod Taylor.
T-Mobile.
Who is probably going to start the season, but okay. We drafted Baker Mayfield, number one overall.
So number one overall.
I reckon by the fifth, sixth, seventh game, Baker will be in.
His first name's Baker.
Yeah.
The Baker. Okay.
Just checking.
It's a great name.
It's a great American name.
It is, yeah. It's a solid American name.
And yeah, it'll be good to see him in Hard Knocks, see how he's progressed in training camp and...
Apparently, there's good things. Apparently, he's been absolutely tearing up, very accurate.
I think it'll be really good this year because normally, the last couple of years, there hasn't really been much. It's been like quite a settled team.
There's not been many characters as well.
Yeah, but it's been quite a settled team. You know what the roster's going to be, and then they kind of try and find storylines here and there. Whereas now, you've got the number one overall pick. You've him battling out with an experienced quarterback. Also, pretty much the entire team is new. I mean, they traded for about six players in the offseason. They had about 15 to about 12 draft picks. I mean, they've got so many new players, and it'd be really interesting to see how they all ingratiate themselves and try and
ingratiate.
What a name!
What a word from a married man. I don't think that's anyone's name.
Right? Yeah. He was a fourth round
Ricky
pick.
Ricky Ingratiato.
Okay. So Hard Knocks starts this Friday. Definitely be watching that. That's exciting. Sorry, the next thing on our running order says dead body found at home of Janoris Jenkins' house.
Found at home of Janoris Jenkins' house.
Yes. His house
that
his
got,
house
that has got Don Green written all over it.
Green, do you want to quickly explain that? The way you just casually shoved that in the middle of a running order?
I just thought we'd enjoy the headline without too much substance behind it. I think he was away and then his brother's been... involved in some
that
kind of
scandal.
That
sounds like Evil Genius, the Netflix documentary. Yeah. Well,
but it is hilarious how, like,
it's
in like football in England, there's a controversial story if, you know, someone tweets someone.
Raheem Sterling has breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, like,
who was the United player who used to go to Nando's all the time, and that was like a headline for about
Yanisai.
A week. Yanisai.
It was in the news in the NFL for about a day or so
it's
that a
America.
Dead body was found in his house. If that happened in England. It would be front page news for a month.
Who was that guy on Big Breakfast that happened to?
Michael Barrymore.
Barrymore, yeah.
Strike it rich.
In the pool. Was he in Big Breakfast?
Three moves are yours.
Anyway.
I can't remember.
Sorry, yeah. The next... Vaughan?
It's so fun. I just love how the culture is so different over there.
There's another great kind of point here, which is Winston, known for stealing Pepsi from a ketchup cup, grabbed a crotch of Uber driver...
That was a reference to one of our early episodes.
Oh, okay. He grabbed the crotch of an Uber driver and will miss the first few games of the season as a result of that.
Female Uber driver.
Right, okay.
So, interesting point. He's not going to start the season, so when drafting Mike Evans or any other Bucks players...
Be careful.
Do think about that.
Who's their backup? Is it Fitzpatrick?
It is.
Yes.
Knowledge.
That really is knowledge. But I think that was because that was Hard Knocks. Or the other one.
They were on Hard Knocks last year.
Well done.
And it's kind of this is probably his last year before we do start thinking, is he a bust? Is he a bust, really?
Yeah.
Is he an RG3?
Oh, what's happened to him?
He's at the Ravens. He played in the Hall of Fame game, actually.
There's been a
game. Lamar Jackson played in that game. Not particularly well, but he showed some signs of what he's about.
So Tyrod's at the Browns. Who's the Bills' quarterback?
They drafted Josh Allen.
And they also got AJ McCarron from the Bengals, didn't they?
Right. Yeah, and Nathan Peterman.
They drafted Nathan Peterman last year, and he threw four
that game against the Chargers.
His debut.
Oh, I loved it.
Should we move on to talk a bit about the actual draft itself? So we've made a few changes to our NFL fantasy league. Yeah, sorry, the fantasy draft, not the draft. Sorry, it's all very confusing. Our NFL fantasy draft, which we've made some changes to. I don't really understand most of them. the first one we turn into a fab. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's ice lollies with the sprinkles.
Yeah,
on the top,
this is to do with the waiver wire. So we've ditched the wire, and now you have to bid for players or something.
Is that yes? So basically, rather than it being kind of reverse order of in the league standings, you pick who you want and you just get, you know, based on your priority. Everyone puts in a blind bid for however many players they want,
really?
And then when it comes around to
you start off with like the season with a load of cash,
hundred mil.
You start off with 100 fake dollars.
Wow.
And you, yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's not like if you don't use it, you just get $100 at the end.
Don't get drunk. Don't spunk it all in one night.
Don't blow your load too early. Yeah.
Absolutely.
How much is an acceptable amount to spend on a player?
Well, it
kind of depends who it is.
Yeah. It's really, that's why it adds a whole new layer.
It's Corey Coleman. Yeah. It's a dark night. Your team's struggling at wide receiver.
You can bid $0, so you can put so you don't have to use any of
your
money.
I'm sorry,
but
the word zero.
Well, it depends. At the moment, he might be worth maybe two. But
$2 for £1 million kitty.
$100 kitty.
Oh, $100.
$100 kitty.
Sorry,
yeah.
$100 million.
But let's say like Dez Bryant is he's undrafted, and then suddenly he signs for. Let's say Alan Hearns gets injured again for the Cowboys. Not again. He gets injured.
He's not going back to the Cowboys.
Do the Cowboys getting back. Suddenly, you're spunking $80.
I feel like the word spunk's been overused.
That
today.
Is one hell of a far-fetched.
You're married.
Scenario.
You don't understand the term anymore.
But
okay. Good point. 0.5 PPR. Obviously, that's pretty self-explanatory.
But we brought that in last year.
We did, yeah.
It's actually been great.
It's a good
better.
Balance.
Yeah, not. I think one whole point per reception is too much. Kind of
too much in the favor of the Jarvis Landrys, and Golden Tate.
But at the same time, standard. It doesn't pay any impact.
Does it count for a pass catching running back?
Yes,
right.
It elevates those players a bit more.
So
and a possession receiver as well.
Yeah. So basically, it basically makes more players fantasy relevant because in standard, you've only really got your workhorse running backs and your big wide receivers.
But
having a form of PPR allows more slot receivers to be relevant, some tight ends, and also. Third down running backs like Giovanni Bernard and things like that. So it just makes it more fun.
Interesting choice of third choice running back. Third down. Running
He's always been that guy for like 5 years.
And we've added an extra spot on the roster for injuries as a backup.
Yeah, so it's quite good.
Wide receiver running back. I'm
guessing. Last year, for example, if you drafted David Johnson
or
Aaron Rodgers and they get injured, rather than you dropping them and then having to.
Trying to keep them on your bench and taking up a roster.
You can stash them in your own IR.
Oh, and then drop someone out. Oh, wait.
No, you can keep someone out.
But then when you want to bring them back into play, you then drop them.
So it's not, you have to worry about the stress of do I hold on to him, taking up a space, because you're worried someone else might get him.
Okay, got you. So that's a change we've made. If you've made similar changes, do let me know. I'll be really interested.
I will.
Yeah, Charles definitely will. Greeny, talk me through the next point here. I'm a little out of my depth.
Okay, so what you were going to give us targeted questions. We were going to run through and just talk about strategies going forward.
Yeah, there's no question here.
I mean, I don't blame Adley at all.
It says here consensus has four running backs going first, and first two rounds running backs heavy. Are wide receivers a bit underrated again, Charles?
You didn't turn into the pre meeting where we should have talked.
We didn't
through
have a
pre
meeting.
Charles missed the pre meeting.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're approaching your NFL fantasy draft, you have an early pick. It's likely that one of the key four running backs are going to go. And then apart
they
from
are David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell.
In the order, it would be Todd Gurley, Le'Veon
number
Bell.
One?
Number one is Gurley, ADP at the moment.
Okay.
Then it would be Le'Veon Bell.
ADP
then,
is average draft position.
Then David Johnson on his return from injury and Ezekiel Elliott because he doesn't catch as many balls.
Got you.
And then Antonio Brown. You know, he's one of those that can break the top five.
Yeah.
JP, Jonathan Levy over here, who has got the sixth pick in his draft. And he wants to know kind of who should go next. Because you've got he
I'm
mentioned
interested
Kamara.
To hear your opinions.
Kamara Gordon. Okay, so my opinion is in the last 2 years
it has been
a rookie. It's been a rookie running back that has been the rushing leader, yards leader. I think Barkley has a great chance of doing that this year. I think he's a very solid pick.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean we've spoken about this off pod.
We have, but the people haven't heard that.
Yeah, I think it's a really. Assuming you want to go running back, it's a choice between three. It is Saquon Barkley, Saquon. Greeny made a very good point. The rookie running backs have come in the last few years and absolutely dominated, and he's meant to be better than all of them, and he has the additional benefit of being an amazing pass catcher.
He's going to be on the field all the time.
Exactly.
He's going to be the goal line back. He's going to catch the ball, and they're going to give it to him 25, 30 times.
There's a world where he can finish the number one running back, and that wouldn't really be a shock.
Even though the Giants aren't.
They weren't good last year because they had no one. They had no running back. They've drafted a defensive lineman to help even further, and they've got OBJ. He was injured most of the season.
So. And they got the lineman from the Patriots as well. So they've got two, three.
Nate Solder.
They drafted Will Hernandez.
Oh, jinx.
Second time Solder. Charles can't speak the rest of the podcast.
And so you kind of haven't seen Eli Manning with an opportunity to throw from what they call a clean pocket, like crap. So just... You'll be able to see him kind of throw without pressure. Maybe OBJ's back. Sterling Shepherd's there. Evan Engram in his second year. You know, they could just be a really different team. They could be
an exciting
playoff
offense.
Team.
I think they'll be. The season before they were in the playoffs, so I think they'll go. They'll get back there.
So we've got Barkley. I'm assuming the other two you're talking about are Kamara.
Kamara, I think Gordon. Kamara's definitely a solid option. I mean.
Kamara scares me a bit.
Well, he was phenomenal last year. Obviously, everyone knows that.
Few touches.
Yeah, but he's going to get more touches because Ingram's suspended,
For
four games.
If Ingram was not suspended, would Kamara be in the talk of a first round sixth choice pick?
Not sixth choice. He'd be late first round. He'd be probably about 9 or 10. But the four games obviously is a huge boost to what he can do. Not only the first 4 weeks, but also. Cement maybe proving that he can handle a bigger workload, and maybe Ingram doesn't come back and take as many carries as he would have done or did Adler? Last year.
Is that Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
Formerly of the Saints.
Yeah.
Still
at the Saints.
I thought Kamara was at. Oh, I'm getting confused between.
Chris
them.
Kamara, the pundit.
No, I'm getting confused between the guy.
Unbelievable,
who's at
Kansas
Jeff. City Chiefs.
Hunt. Kareem Hunt. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I know you don't. You're not a fan of him, but I know a few people who have ranked him. In this category as well.
Who Hunt?
Kareem Hunt. I mean, he was the
I'm worried about Hunt.
I know you're not. You're a bit worried about
him. NFL player's earning a lot of money.
I think he's doing all right.
Leonard Fournette, Charles?
I don't think it's outrageous. Again,
fair.
I don't think it's. I don't. I wouldn't have a go at you.
Oh, it's an outrage.
It. Because, well, he
How
was,
much sense you're talking.
he was. He finished, I think, the seventh or eighth running back last year, and he missed three games. But
he will always miss some games. That's the way he runs at people.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, I don't think that's a. I don't know. That's based.
What's your advice for someone who's picking at say 9?
I think it's a very good place to pick in the because the first. Yeah, you could easily get Fournette. You could easily get.
Might be able to get OBJ.
Yeah,
or good
DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of
good players, lot of good players, and also still be there for your second pick. I think that it's quite a good area to be.
What about quarterbacks and tight ends? Are there any that you would take early, like Gronk? Would you take Gronk first round?
I don't think you have to take him first round. I think you can get him in the second round, and that's a really good value because he's just such an unbelievable difference maker.
Are you going for him in the what pick are you?
I traded from number one pick to number eight pick.
To get Gronk.
I haven't ruled it out. I think he's very, very good.
You think Gronk's very good?
I don't need
that
to...
Is, write that down.
Hot take.
Breaking
wrong
news.
Prediction. But like, when I meant to say, I think he's very, very good value. There have been drafts previously where he has been a first-round pick, and now you can get him in the mid to late second round, or you can do a... what Greeny doesn't suggest and reach around for him in the beginning of the second round, but he is going to provided he's fit all year, he's going to be the number one tight end, and you have to play a tight end, so you'll have an advantage every week.
And a quick word on Rodgers, top quarterback, where does he go? Similar kind of second round or third round?
I think if you can get him mid to third round.
I wouldn't touch him before the fourth.
I mean, like, there's a lot of players in the third round who have been wildly underwhelming. You know, like a Demaryius Thomas or let me look at the ADPs. Yeah, I don't have that sheet.
You've got 100 to 149.
there are just some players who you're probably going to pick them because they're just sitting on your screen, but you don't have any...
Would you take Allen Robinson or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, Allen Robinson's not played in 2 years. There's nothing to suggest that he can pick it up and be that elite wide receiver he was in 2015. So Rodgers is a safe bet, even though he was injured last year. So yeah, I might.
That was a very impressive answer there, Greg.
Apart from the fact that Alan Robinson has played in 2 years.
wait. He played half a game.
He missed last year.
Yeah, he missed last year.
The year before, then, he was a bit underwhelming, but he still played.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Guys, it's time to play why draft this guy when you can draft that guy.
Catch the title.
This is my favourite.
Name a player who you would draft with a later round ADP than someone with an early ADP.
Can I just make a point? I'm pretty sure Greeny's going to say it's pretty much exactly the same one he did last year, which was
Thomas
draft Emmanuel Sanders instead of Jamarius Thomas. So I'm getting in there first.
No, wait, let me do my point. Draft Emmanuel Sanders.
You're so unbelievably predictable.
Just uplift. No, instead of Juju Smith-Schuster. I was a big fan of Juju last year, but right now his ADP is the fourth round. And that just seems excessively high for someone who's not really proven it. Emmanuel Sanders was the seventh wide receiver about 4 years ago. And apart from last year...
Well, yeah, but that was when he had Peyton Manning in his MVP season.
4 years ago.
But in the 2 years after that, he also had 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. And I think Case Keenum, the reason Thielen did so well last year is because he likes throwing to the slot right wide receivers rather than throwing it to long, which would be the Demaryius Thomas.
What team is this?
Denver Broncos.
Keenum's at the Broncos.
Now the Broncos. And I think he's going to be quite a good quarterback compared to, you know, the crap they had last year.
Right. Okay, got you. Charles?
I mean, you mentioned...
Did you have it?
Well, I just wanted to say. I didn't even bother writing it down because I knew you had.
You read it, didn't you?
I wasn't even here. You mentioned Thielen. I think Diggs is going quite a bit behind Thielen. And with a new quarterback... There's no way of knowing that Thielen's going to get the same uplift compared to Diggs as last year. So I think
if Diggs is fit for all 16 games, I think he's wide receiver one.
Well, then you've got to get him in the fourth round, don't you?
I think Diggs with Kirk Cousins, and if he stays healthy,
hot take,
could be.
You like my shout.
I do like your shout.
There's three reasons why it might work. They just signed
Let's
him to
one of three. Them. Let's hear well, one of those reasons.
No. They just signed him to a long contract. Kirk Cousins likes to go long, and they've got a new offensive coordinator who also apparently likes to go long as well.
And we met him last year.
So that's a reason.
Bloody
why.
Legend.
JP, who
he did
would
like
you
him. He's quite scrawny.
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 Yeah, he's a little bit
scrawny.
Scrawny.
Yeah. JP, who would you pick?
I would pick Sammy Watkins over Tyreek Hill.
That was the one I had written down.
Sammy Watkins.
Tyreek Hill's going very high, and he did finish as like a top five wide receiver last year, but his points came sort of every other game. So he either did unbelievable or did terribly.
Well, he either scored a 60-yard touchdown or he didn't.
Pretty much.
Right.
And Sammy Watkins is going about 3 rounds later, and with a new quarterback, you don't know who he's going to target. You don't know who he's got that chemistry with. So I think it's a safer pick taking Watkins a bit later than Tyreek Hill much earlier on.
Okay. Conscious that Greeny has a gym class to go to, so we're going to keep moving.
True. You can just squat me again.
Needs to go. Needs to. Half-time for half-time snacks. We're sponsored by Zing Zing. I don't even know if this code still works, but try it. 20 bites for 20% off. The best Chinese takeaway in the UK, and we're giving you 20% off using the code 20bites. Moving on. So who is someone being drafted in the first 3 or 4 rounds which could fall off the fantasy planet, similar to Tyrell Pryor in 2017? Anyone for anyone?
I mean, we mentioned it earlier. Josh Gordon has the potential to be an amazing player. He's very good. However, if you draft him and he does go into remission or whatever they call, have another
remission.
I don't know what it is.
He's not a cancer patient, Charlie.
Well, if he has
every relapse,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's
you all knew. If he gets caught with marijuana again and gets suspended, then obviously that's a pick just down the drain. So that's one to be
aware. I have never ever seen a yawn the size from the Charlie just let out.
I've got about 5 more Tom Brady stories if you want.
I was going to say Sony Michel.
Sony Michel.
The rookie running back for the Patriots. But he's
first
got injured,
pick.
So he's going to probably drop down in drafts now. But he likes to fumble a lot.
He doesn't like to.
And old Bill does not like the fumble.
No.
So he could easily have, you know, fumbled in his first game or two and then just pretty much been benched for the rest of the season. But I think Demaryius Thomas, this could be the year that he had a down year last year. He looked slow. He just wasn't performing. And they drafted Cortland Sutton, who apparently has been tearing it up in training camp. Really? And this could be the year that they decide to move away from Thomas.
That's my pick was Sammy Watkins. Just not sure he's ever going to return to the player that he was. even in a big year for the Rams, where he got quite a few touchdowns, but he was still outperformed by the likes of Randall Cobb and Richard Matthews.
Well, great point, Adley.
Thank you.
I'd also maybe say T.Y. Hilton, because
defensive luck is there.
Exactly. So that's a pick, though. You don't know.
Luck wasn't there last year, and he still finished as...
He was Julio Jones.
He did it in like three games, literally, but he still finished as like
out of the 16 games, in 13 of them, he crapped your team. So he was not good. And if you get him in the second or third, or maybe third round, that's not
Greeny's
good.
panicking, looking at his watch.
Got squat.
Should we do one question?
Yeah.
We've got the question.
Keep going. I'm going to say Kenyon Drake. He wasn't even the first choice when Jay Ajayi left last year. He just actually finished. He finished quite well, but we just... Frank Gore's there. You don't know how he's going to be with Ryan Tannehill as quarterback. You just don't know how...
He's been drafted for the Dolphins.
He's just being drafted as a third, fourth round.
He's a risky pick.
He's just a little bit risky.
We haven't spoken about the Eagles, but...
I prefer like a Rex Burkhead.
There are many risks in the Eagles, so that's good.
Strong team. Patrick Jackson asks, which rookie are you expecting to have the biggest impact this season? JP, do you want to take this question on for us?
Yeah, aside from Barkley, who's the obvious one, I think I mentioned him a few episodes ago, Royce Freeman for the Broncos. Mm. I think he's going to win that starting job. And
over Booker?
Over Booker, who's not very good.
Running back.
I think their defence is going to be back to being very good. They obviously drafted Bradley Chubb as well, and they've got Von Miller there. So I think they're going to be... competitive in games. I think they're going to be running the ball a lot and they're going to be in good field positions. So, Royce Freeman.
Okay. Mm. Charles, do you want to take the next one, which team is most likely to challenge the Patriots in the AFC out of the Steelers, Texans, Chargers, Broncos and Jaguars?
I wonder
who you're going to say here.
Jags. I mean, Jags. It's obvious. I mean, there was an article today in the NFL where the Jags got listed as the top of the power rankings in the AFC. So, we essentially beat the Patriots last year because Miles Jack wasn't down. So,
Were the Chargers in that ranking?
I can't trust the Chargers. I stopped when the injuries.
I like the Texans. If the Texans stay fit, if Watson stays fit, if JJ Watt,
Merciless.
Hopkins, Merciless, like if everyone's fit and healthy, I think they could go on a big run.
I like them as a strong team. I do think the Chargers. I know they are kind of cursed, but the Chargers are right up in the mix, and they'll make the playoffs.
Greeny, for the love of NFL, says, will we see Carson Wentz and Andrew Luck in Week 1? Good question. What do you reckon about those two?
From all accounts, Andrew Luck looks to be fit. He's on the same page as all the other Colts receivers, and I think he'll start. I think he'll be there. Carson Wentz, he's just having a few setbacks. I think a Week 3, Week 4. It's from the sounds of it.
Direct
I don't know. He hasn't been.
Philly.
I mean, he hasn't been practicing as normal, throwing in all the drills. So indicates he's got a slight recovery ahead of him.
And also, they've got Nick Foles, so they have an adequate backup. It's not like
exactly.
They're
not going to rush him back.
Yeah.
Until he's 100%.
Regular fan of the podcast, Caroline asks: are there any teams you're avoiding for fantasy? Are you not drafting any of their players? Dolphins for me, I think.
Why is that?
Just
he doesn't like Drake.
Because,
too risky.
Yeah, I think Tannehill is a flop. Ajayi's gone. I think they're just a weak team.
Yeah.
I've got no interest in going to Miami either. So add that in there. What about everyone else? So agree with that?
I'm not touching any Bills.
Bills.
I don't want him.
Not even LeSean McCoy.
Just don't want him.
If LeSean McCoy is around in the third round and he's not banned for what his actions he did.
Yeah, let's not bring that up.
Would you not draft him there? It's great value.
I'd be tempted.
I'd be tempted, but...
probably still a better man than Joe Mixon.
I wouldn't take him as my third running back. If I've already taken two running backs and there's a wide receiver there that I like at the right value, I'm not gonna take him.
And lastly, Jackie says, are there any teams you realised you were actually quite high on based on projections of players?
Adley, you?
Are there any teams you realise you're actually quite high on? Do you mean players or teams?
Teams.
Based on projections of players. Not sure about the question. So,
well,
what's
so for example, like, you might be high on the Giants because they've got Barkley right now, they've got Evan Engram, they've got OBJ.
I'm high on the Eagles. no, I think the team that I'm high on, what's the team that the guy who used to be quarterback at the Redskins...
The Vikings?
The Vikings.
Kirk Cousins. Redskins. Kirk Cousins. Yeah, the Vikings. I'm quite high on the Vikings. Actually, Stefan Diggs, I think, could have a big year.
You think he could be the number one wide receiver?
Vikings for me and the Ravens.
Fair enough. I mean, I had the Giants, but also you could put the Browns because if you're high on them, then Josh Gordon and Callaway will sort you out. So,
God. Greeny, JP, either of you?
I'm quite high on the Bengals, actually. I don't think they could be any worse than last year. And they've added a couple of additions on their offensive line, and I think they could be decent.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie, you all set then?
Oh, yeah. I was going to give mine.
No, just because Charlie's on the phone. So he just doesn't even listen.
You wouldn't be able to hear him anyway.
No,
he's doing his admin.
Yeah. Sorry, Greeny, you might as well answer this question.
I might as well. It seems like a long conversation, isn't it?
Do you want to answer Jackie's question? Which team are you high on this year?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go the Lions. So
that's a good point.
I quite like Golden Tate. I think he's a good pick in the fourth round this year. Marvin Lewis. Marvin Jones, you know, I think he was the ninth best wide receiver last year. You've then got LeGarrette Blount, who, even though he's not a sexy pick, he just keeps getting touchdowns.
Kerryon Johnson?
I don't know what to think of Kerryon Johnson. But you got Theo Riddick there, who's a perennial pass catcher, and on the half point PPR always helps you out. And Matt Stafford, I think he's going to be
solid, isn't he?
There's always that chance that Megatron will come back, isn't there?
Keep dreaming.
Okay, trivia this week is: what is my golf handicap, and what did I shoot this week as my best ever score?
I would say 18, and you shot a 14.
Okay, Charles.
I'll say 20, and you shot a 101.
Okay.
I don't know how this works, so I'm going to say it's the USPGA this week, and I'm going to go with Spieth to complete his career Grand Slam.
Wow, three interesting answers there. I'll take them one by one. Greeny was obviously the closest because he gave the only accurate answer. My handicap's actually 22, and I shot 16 this week.
Right.
You went for 102, which would be the overall score. My overall score was 84.
No, but I said I got closer on your handicap.
Oh, on the original handicap.
So I win.
Yeah. Okay, and I would love Spieth to do it.
What did I say? I didn't listen to the second question.
102 is not particularly good. You've got to be hitting sub one, is really.
Okay, that's what I get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was the trivia because Charlie was simply too lazy. So thanks very much for listening.
Time to go, Jim.
Woo! Emotional goodbyes from Greeny and from all of us here at Bytes.
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
So, yeah, thanks very much for listening.
Oh, wow, that's bold.